To Whom It May Concern, by The Loud, read by Sam Gabriel, based on the works of J.K. Rowling.
Dear Mr. Dumbledore, Petunia has explained the situation to me, and I must protest. Surely the Potters would not have wanted us to raise their son. We are completely unqualified to handle a child of their kind. Is there no one else who would be more suitable? Sincerely, Vernon Dursley, Number 4 Privet Drive, Little Whinging, Surrey.
Dear Mr. Dursley, thank you for your letter. I understand your concern. You are correct that your family was not the Potters' first choice. Their will specified that, in the event of their deaths, Harry's godfather, Sirius Black, would become his legal guardian. Unfortunately, that is quite impossible, as Mr. Black turned out to be a spy who betrayed the Potters, leading to their deaths, and then casually murdered a brave wizard and a dozen innocent muggles. He now resides in Azkaban Prison. Rest assured that you can provide a better home for Harry than Mr. Black would. Please don't worry that your muggle family is unqualified to raise a young wizard. I know of many fine witches and wizards who are raised by muggles, so I am confident that you are equal to the task. Sincerely, Albus Percival Wolfric Brian Dumbledore, Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, Scotland.
To admit my concern, it has come to my attention that Sirius Black, legal guardian of my ward Harry Potter, has been convicted of murder and now resides in Azkaban Prison. I would like to know the details of his case, such as the length of his sentence, as my family is very concerned about when he might be released from prison. Thank you. Sincerely, Vernon Dursley, Number 4 Privet Drive, Little Whinging, Surrey. To whom it may concern, this is a follow-up to my previous letter regarding Sirius Black, the legal guardian of my ward Harry Potter. I understand that Mr. Black was convicted of murder and now resides in Azkaban Prison. I am still awaiting information regarding the details of his case, particularly the length of his sentence, as my family is very concerned about when he might be released from prison. Thank you. Sincerely, Vernon Dursley, Number 4 Privet Drive, Little Whinging, Surrey. To whom it may concern, it had come to my attention that your client, Sirius Black, the legal guardian of my ward, Harry Potter, now resides in Azkaban Prison. However, my inquiries to the Ministry of Magic have not revealed any details of his trial, particularly the length of his sentence. If you have this information, please share it with me, as I am very concerned about when he might be released from prison. Thank you. Sincerely, Vernon Dursley, Number 4 Privet Drive, Little Whinging, Surrey.
Dear Mr. Dursley, thank you for bringing this matter to our attention. You are correct that our client, Sirius Black, now resides in Azkaban Prison. However, our inquiries with the Ministry of Magic did not reveal any details of his trial, so we may assume he did not have one. Sincerely, Gouge Dirk, Black Family Account Manager, Gringotts Bank, Dargan Alley, London.
Dear Mr. Gouge Dirk, thank you very much for your letter regarding Sirius Black's lack of a trial. This is a travesty of justice. Could you please recommend a wizarding lawyer with a proven record of freeing suspected mass murderers who could bring his case to trial and win his freedom? Price is no object. Sincerely, Vernon Dursley, Number 4 Privet Drive, Little Whinging, Surrey.
Dear Mr. Dursley, we recommend the legal services of Woods, Wright and Sudo. They are reputable lawyers who, among other recent accomplishments, successfully defended marked Death Eaters such as Lucius Malfoy and Walder McNair, who are now free. Their card is enclosed. Sincerely, Gouge Dirk, Account Manager, Gringotts Bank, Dargan Alley, London. Enclosures 1.
Dear Messrs. Woods, Wright and Sudo, I wish to engage your services to defend Sirius Black, who has been held in Azkaban for months without trial. What would it take to bring his case to trial and free him? Thank you. Sincerely, Vernon Dursley, Number 4 Privet Drive, Little Whinging, Surrey.
Dear Mr. Dursley, thank you for your letter. Our initial inquiry has revealed a scandalous level of procedural errors in the Ministry's handling of Mr. Black's case, so I believe it may be possible to have it dismissed. We have enclosed a contract, which you may sign and return by this hour. Sincerely, Cecil Sudo, Woods, Wright and Sudo, Nocton Alley, London. Enclosures 1.
Dear Mr. Sudo, enclosed, please find the signed contract as well as a check for your retainer. Thank you very much for your assistance. I hope this can be resolved quickly. Sincerely, Vernon Dursley, Number 4 Privet Drive, Little Whinging, Surrey. Enclosures 2.
Dear Mr. Dursley, I apologize for my penmanship as I hold this quill with trembling hand. My lawyer tells me that I owe my freedom, my very life, to you. I am overwhelmed by your kindness, that you would go to such lengths to free a man you never met. A check reimbursing you for your legal expenses is enclosed, but of course this does not come close to settling the debt I owe you. I owe you a life debt. The healers here tell me that I may soon be well enough to be discharged. So please let me know when and where it would be convenient for us to meet, as I would like to pledge my fealty to you in person. Sincerely, Sirius Black, Janice Thicke Spell Damage Award, St. Mungo's Hospital, London, Enclosures 1. Dear Mr. Black, thank you for the check. I do not wish to be subjected to any sort of weird wizard pledge. I simply wanted to ensure that the last wish of my in-laws, the Potters, was honored, and their son Harry was raised by the guardian they chose, namely you. Once you take custody of him, I will consider the debt settled. Come get him at your earliest convenience. Please enter by the back door. Sincerely, Vernon Dursley, Number 4 Privet Drive, Little Whinging, Surrey. The End.
For the full text of this and other stories by the same author, including In the Bleak Midwinter, check out the Archive of Our Own page of The Loud. And unless you're listening to this in a future where things are better, please get vaccinated and wear a mask. If you would like to commission me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as links to my Patreon page, to which I hope you consider subscribing to support me, and my Discord server, where I record things live for your enjoyment. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.